helps to clarify what needs to be done. I mean, the biggest difference between college and school is that new college students really have to do a lot of work on their own, and it's sometimes useful to get advice on how to take control of your time and work effectively.
Yes. I mean, it seems like a very light workload until assignment time comes, and then I seem to be working all night sometimes. I'm not the only one. It's ridiculous. The resource center is very good, but it closes so early. It's in the library, and so you think you could use it more. It's a real problem for me.
Well, you're certainly not the only person in that position, as I'm sure you've found. It really comes down to using every available hour in a systematic way. If you do this with a plan, then you'll find that you still have time for yourself and your hobbies as well.
Yeah. I've heard from Thomas that you made him a sort of plan like this, and he's going away for the weekend with all his work handed in, whereas I haven't even started.
I need to find out a few more things about you first. I'll give you this form to fill in about your lectures and things before you leave.
Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a conversation between a counsellor and a student named John. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hello, John. What can I do for you?
Well, I heard about these counselling sessions from a friend doing a science course, and I was really interested. I think they should be compulsory, really.
Well, to be quite honest, John, I think they would be useful for everybody, but, well, everybody has their own way of going about things. I prefer people just to drop in when they can.
Yes.
I find that talking to students about the requirements of a course